my dear family of souls, who love to dwell in Jesus' heart, I want to share with you a beautiful experience I had one Christmas season. Ezekiel and I were not yet ordained, but we were in the mission field in El Cerro Mission, New Mexico, a dusty little crossroad out in the middle of nowhere, populated mostly by Mexican nationals. We operated a food bank and had rosary prayers once a week in our home. The diocese was trying to encourage the local people to get married, but that just wasn't their custom. Well, to make a long story short, one of the families we were very close to had several children, and they were not married. One night, she became possessed by an evil spirit during the rosary and scared all the families present. We prayed and enlisted the help of an Orthodox community in Albuquerque who advised us to fast and prepare ourselves for deliverance. This we did. The young woman was delivered during a rosary prayer meeting. This deliverance deeply affected all present. In the process of praying for her, we asked how the demon got in, and it was disclosed to us that it happened during an immoral sexual relationship. Everyone was scared straight, and they all began classes to be married to the men they were living with. What an unexpected blessing that was! Well, one Christmas Sunday, while we were attending the community mass, Saint Joseph appeared at the front of the church, holding baby Jesus. Tears of joy were streaming down his cheeks as he looked down at the child in his arms. Then he walked over to me and put baby Jesus in my arms. I was totally awestruck, feeling so terribly unworthy. I hardly knew what to do. I just held him in my arms, speechless, and after a time returned him to Saint Joseph, whose cheeks were still wet with tears. Oh, beloved family, we have no concept of how very sacred our Lord's birth was, but Saint Joseph knew, and he was overwhelmed with emotion. The Savior so long awaited, the Messiah of God that would take away the sins of men and open the doors of an eternity into heaven for us by his unbelievable sacrifice. Oh, Jesus, thank you will never be enough. Jesus replied, no, my love, it will not. But great comfort comes to me from the faithfulness of the servants who have abandoned the accolades of the earth in order to bring me to those who would otherwise end up separated from me, spending eternity in hell. Thank you, my people, for bringing in the harvest. Thank you, my beloved ones. I needed this from you, and you did not deny me. Your reward in heaven is great, and I designed it just for you. Hebrews 12:1-3 reads, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen.